do women actually like enjoy it, or is it something that we just kind of do to please our man? And then in the reverse, I mean, if you're a guy and you know what cum feels like on your face, I mean, that's all good. But assuming that you don't, the reverse, how do you feel about, you know, like pussy juice on your face? Is it like good? Is it bad? I know guys seem to wear it as a badge of honor. So that's what we're, that's the realm that we're playing in tonight.
Yo. Really? So we're going to go there tonight?
That's where we're going tonight.
Okay. I'm just saying, if that's where we're going to go tonight, understand that, fellas, if you are out there right now and you're listening in, please, I'm going to need your help to back me up, because I'm going to speak the truth tonight. Mr. Haynes is definitely going to be speaking the truth tonight, so please, fellas, if you're listening to the show, and when we get into these topics, please back me up by calling in, because I don't want to be the only guy standing here when we get into these things.
And make sure you press 1 if you decide that you do want to chime in.
Yes, please, press 1. And if you're listening online, please call us in at 347-857-4302. All right, so let's get started. So let's start with the show, Lady Steele.
So, which I do like. I don't mind, you know, a little, I don't mind the money shot. The only place I do not like cum is in my eye, because it doesn't feel good at all, and you're walking around with a bloodshot eye all day. And in your hair, because you are required to wash your whole head if you cum. Otherwise, you're going to be walking around with, like, crunchy strands and flakes, and it trust me, it's not a good thing. So those are the only restrictions I have, and it's more so out of discomfort than anything else. But, you know, I've taken a couple.
Now, let me ask you about that, because that's one thing. Is it like a new thing now that girls really start owning up to that? Like, it's actually a turn-on for the girl?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen too many girls owning up to it. I still see girls talking about that they don't, you know, swallow or even suck dick in the first place. So I don't.
Come on, we're too old, man. It's 2014. Seriously.
I've even heard some guys say that, you know, they will not come on their woman's face. They'll have like a side chick for that, which I don't.
Okay,
understand.
That is true. That is true. That is true. And I can explain that. If you want, I can try to explain why
there's
we say
no explanation
these.
For that. It's dumb.
There is. There's a very justifiable explanation. And fellas, please, if you're one of these guys and you understand what I'm talking about, please call it. I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're from the East Coast, West Coast, or down South. If you understand what I'm talking about, I'll explain and I'll break it down. Is that what you want me to do? Because I will break it down.
There's no breakdown. You could go ahead and try. Give it your
best
shot.
Well, look, let me tell you, look, explain it to you like this. Listen, what you have to understand is things you do with your main girl, you can't do. You don't do that with a side chick. It's, you know what I mean? There's certain things that you do with your side chick you won't do with your main girl.
The whole point of having a side piece is because you can't do it with your main.
Not that you can't. It's because you don't want
to. If you are able to do it with your main, then you keep it in with your main.
Nah, it's just like this. If your main chick is your wife and she's the mother of your kid, you can't, you know, just splash, you know, all over her face. No, because your kids are going to kiss that face. So you're like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that. But your side chick, shit, you're spelling your name on her face. Like,
that
yes, that's what you're doing. It's
so,
what she's
so you kiss that face right after.
Let me explain something. It's because of the fact that you have a different level of respect for your main that you don't have for your side. Hence why your side is your side, not your main. It's a level of respect that you have.
So coming on the face is something that you do to a female just because you want to disrespect her. There's no type of sexual pleasure derived from it?
No, it is. It is. There is sexual pleasure, but there's something a little bit extra. It's a little bit extra when you do that. Like, yes, it's different. I don't know. It's just something that's different. Now, hold on, because people are calling in right now. We're having this discussion, and we're talking about, break it down really quick from the female's perspective on what we're discussing right now, Lady Steele.
Like I said, I've taken a few to the face, so I can't say anything different. My pleasure doesn't, I mean, it's not like the cum hits my face and I get like a ooh orgasm or whatever. My pleasure is going to be derived from the fact that he's enjoying himself and he's, you know, getting off on me doing all this odd stuff, but there's no like magical juice inside the semen that's going to just make me break out into a full body orgasm. It's really,
you never know. You just might.
Yeah,
you
no,
never know.
Me,
you
I
just
know.
Might.
I've taken enough to the face that I know that's not going to happen. That's not how it works. At least not with me.
Well, look. So we're still talking about this, and right now, you know, we're talking about taking, you know, coming on a girl's face, and is it something you can do with your main chick that you can that you do with your side chick? Yes, no, or why? And I'm trying to explain to ladies still that you can't do these things with your main that you
all
do with your side.
Aside,
you just can't.
All of that aside, I also want to hear from callers that actually, like women, if there are women out there that actually enjoy taking a load on your face, you don't have to, you know, identify yourself if you don't want to give yourself that kind of PR, but call us up and let us know why you enjoy it. And like,
yes.
How do you
please
take it
call
to
us up.
without
yes.
looking like a retard? Because sometimes I find myself
yes.
like
yes, hold on. Let me give out the number again because we're going to keep talking about this. Let me give out the number again. The phone number is 347-857-4302. Please call up the S&M show. We are on pregame radio, so please call us up so that we can get your advice. And we want to hear from people. I would love to hear from a woman tonight that would be like, yes, I love to take it. Yes, it's something. I don't know. But we want to know. But let's go on the flip side of that. Let's talk about you mentioned about girls coming on guy face or squirting and that new thing that's becoming a new trend. Like, what do you think about it?
Well, we discussed squirting a few shows about, and I find it hard to believe that there's all these squirt masters out there nowadays. I'm pretty sure a good majority of guys are getting pissed on, but, you know, it makes them feel better to think that they're being squirted on, so I guess we could go with it. But no, guys do wear it as a badge of honor because you know that squirting is something that is not easily done, so they feel like if, you know, if you can get a girl to do that, then your dick game must be superior.
Oh, yes, hold on. I will say that, yes, you do walk around like you are King Ding-a-ling when you can make a girl sweat. But I'm also saying, I don't know if I want, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I'm not sure if I'm the man that can allow that to get all over my face. I may not be, I can make you squirt, but that getting on my face, I don't know if I'm ever that much into it where that could be a possibility. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Did you just say that you wouldn't?
I don't think so. Like, I've made a couple of girls squirt in my day, yes. I'm proud to say that. But I don't think with the amount that came out of them, I don't know if I could be open enough to let that get on my face. I don't know. I don't think I
mean,
do that.
I'm not really sure. Like, as a guy, like, as a female, we kind of have a little bit more of an upper hand as far as, you know, having a choice in whether we want to get came on or not. As a guy, there's not much of a choice that you have. It's kind of going to happen whether you wanted to or not.
I mean, it depends. Like I said, if I'm down, I'm going down on you, and it happens, of course, but I can't do much. I'm just fucked. I'm stuck. But I'm talking about those scenes or those times where you're hitting it in a different position, and it just starts to squirt, and then the dude just jumps down there and starts, you know, sucking.
Yeah, I've seen that. And like he's, like, jumping into a waterfall.
Yeah.
A water fountain trying to take a step.
Yes, it looks like a hydrant, and he's just sitting there. Yes, nah. I don't know. I don't know if I could be that dude. I mean, I'm sexual, but I don't know if I could be that dude that can accept that. I'm sorry. But guys out there, please, if you are listening in, what I'm asking for is somebody to call in, somebody brave, that's a guy, and a brave female, that's a female that love to take, come to the face, like it's like and wear like a badge of honor, please. Because that's what we're discussing right now. The phone number is 347-3-4-7-8-5-7-4-3-0-2. We want to keep talking about this. I think we got a surprise for you guys. So let's keep going and let's see what's going on. So, ladies, still keep this topic going, please.
Also, I also want to discuss, like, taste and texture, because, see, like, swallowing, I think anything that you could possibly do with cum, I've probably done already. And I know you're like, well, what can you really do with cum except for get it shot in you and maybe swallow it, possibly wear it, but, yeah. I mean, cum bubbles, played in it, maybe took a shot out of a glass. Like, I've done some nasty shit, but I have a preferred texture. I hate, like, weak-ass, watery. I like it thick and you know, creamy, pearly white.
Oh.
Well,
hold on. First and foremost, that comes from a man's diet and how much fucking is he doing regardless, because if his diet is bad, it's gonna show up there. And if he's having a lot of sex, guess what? That thick, milky, yes, that Miracle Whip that you want all over your face, nah, it's going to look like faucet water. Because if he's having that much sex, that's how it's going
to
come out.
Yeah, sometimes that's off from wanting to take it to the face, too. Like, if the cum is just not cool, like, has crazy consistency. And I'm pretty sure, like, even with females, you know, you have some that are, like the cum is kind of like water, like when it squirts, whatever. Then you have some where the consistency is like snot or like ochre slime, and then you have like cream, and then you have anything else is probably like really, I don't know, cottage cheese. You don't want that.
I don't even know where to go with this. But hold on though. But no, back to what we were saying, I have to explain something to you though. Like, when we were talking about doing things with your main girl versus your side, I would like to make a quick point, because somebody sent me a text. They don't want to actually talk, and they want to ask. They were asking me about it, like, well, wait a minute. How come you don't feel like you can do these things with your side chick and not at least try to do these with your main, because maybe you don't need your side chick if you can get it off from your main girl? And I want to explain something to people out there. When you're talking about certain things sexually, some guys have this way about them that when you have your main girl or your wife or whoever, whatever you would label her, especially if she's the mother of your kids and you guys are together in that capacity, there's things that you won't do. Not because you can't do it or she will give you that, oh, fuck, I'm not having that attitude, but it's like, I just can't, because once I do that kind of act to you, I can't look at you the same. I'm going to only look at you as that type of girl. I'm going to do this with you.
Where did it get this bad rep from, that it's something that is bad, that you should not do what you're made? I don't get it. I don't understand.
I guess because it really started from, you know, side chicks were basically prostitutes that I don't know how, but they started making come-ups because you used to just fuck chicks and tell them to go. Now all of a sudden they're getting a lot more things and they actually have notoriety. I don't know how did it become a badge of honor to be a side chick, but it was really just somebody you just did a few things with that you didn't have to worry about with your man.
No, but it wasn't a point of not having to worry about doing it with your woman. The point was your woman didn't want to do it, which made you go out to look for it.
Yeah, and then it made it become, like, I mean,
now we have women that are built to want to do everything freaky, and you guys are still not satisfied. But whatever, I digress. I think you have a caller on the line.
Okay, let's get to the callers, because I think we have somebody special calling in right now. And I would like to give a really, really good shout-out. So I want her to say hi to the folks while she's out there. Caller 832-352, you are on the air with the S&M show.
Yo, what's up, F&M show? What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Keza. This is Untamable, and I'm just, you know, just want to give shout-outs to everyone on the show, and I've been listening in. I was waiting on the women to come in, you know what I'm saying, giving them time to come in, like Lady Steele said, you know. But then I was just listening in on your views of giving facials to your main chick, you know. You should be able to do everything with your main chick, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should be able to converse and communicate sexually and just do every fucking thing nasty, whatever you all intend to do. That's your main chick. So if she like it, you're supposed to love it even more. Splash her fucking face like the slut you love her to be. You know what I'm saying? She wants to be your slut, your ultimate slut. So that's what you should do to your main.
He wants his slut separate and categorized. He wants
the slut. Well, hold on, man. Hold on. First of all, caller, tell me this. Tell me where you're calling from first.
I'm calling from Houston right now.
All right. Now let me ask you something, because you know, Southern guys, I'm told, you guys have this gentleman-like attitude about you. I'm a New York dude, so I'm up north. So we have this way about us, and you guys have this way about y'all. Now, I'm not saying anything is wrong with the way that you live, and I'm telling you this out of respect. But I think that there's a line that we don't do. Like, I guess it's up here, like, but these stand-up guys, nah, we don't do these things. Like, that's what we have to wait for other kids.
You said I'm the up north resident.
See, the thing is, bro. You got to change your. You got to change the frame of mind when in a different aspect when you go on with your main chick. You can still be the gentleman that you are. No doubt. But when you get ready to, outright take your woman out to another level, you slut her out, man. You slut her out. You show her what you're about. You bring
it. I think guys have this fear that they're going to slut their woman out, and then all that's going to happen is she's going to want dick 24/7. So the few times he's not around, she's going to go out on a dick quest, and it's just going to be a wrap, and he's going to have, like, a dick-hungry chick as his main. I think that's what goes through the heads of guys for some reason.
That does happen. But, you know, Colin, let me ask you a question, though. Hold on. Since you're talking about, you know, slutting out your woman, has that ever happened to you? Has a girl ever came in your face?
Most definitely. Several times. I mean, just fuck my face up. I mean, I love that shit. I mean, that makes me want her even more and to do that shit again. I mean, that shit is remarkable. I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what you all are there for, to give each other ultimate pleasure, man. What's the holdup? I mean, you gonna do this shit with a side chick? I mean, come on, man. You do that shit with your main, B. For real. You do that shit. You slut her out. Because I'm slutting mine out. I want her to be the ultimate slut.
I hear you. All right, thank you. Hold on. Thank you, Cole. We got to get to some more. I definitely appreciate that. But hold on. Let's get back to it, man. Let me get on another caller really quick, and then we're going to keep going back and forth. Caller, 917-309. You are on the air with the S&M Show.
Yo, what up?
Man, what's going on? What's going on, man? Tell me your name. Where you calling from, man?
OD, man. I'm calling from Charlotte, man. Straight from Harlem, though.
Let me tell you something, man.
All girls want to be your slut, man. I tell you what, she's more likely to go out for dick if you don't get in touch with her and a slut, man. You got to do it. If that's your wife,
I will.
If facial three, B. That's how it goes, man.
Okay.
You don't be scared of none of that, because she wants to know. First of all, half the women, if you're not doing it with them, they're going to suspect that you're doing it with somebody else. Unless you're a weirdo or you're a square, like, you know, she's going to be like, well, damn, when I met this dude, he was all wild. Now, all of a sudden, I can't even get a little facial three action one time. What the fuck's going on? Do it, man.
I'll be honest, though. I would rather swallow, and it's really mainly because I feel retarded just kind of with my face there. You know, when you look at porn, it's like they always – well, no, they don't, because I see sometimes they completely miss the face or they
yeah,
get it.
The veterans never miss the money shot.
You know, like,
but
you're just being...
What about you, though?
It's only going three places, man, in your mouth, on your face, or inside you. I don't waste the milk, man.
So let me ask you.
Or maybe on your tongue. Huh?
The floor.
Say what?
There and it's on your face. And so it's like either you're going to suck it in your mouth or you're going to hold your face in this odd way to the bathroom.
Nah, but see, you can't leave them looking at stupid and shit. You know, if you hug them or you got to do something so they're not sitting there like an asshole with a mud mask on. You know, you got to get it off. But
what is the suggestion for the women out there like me that hate looking retarded once alone? Uh-huh. Is left, what is like a graceful way to continue on?
You pull them close to you, put their face on your shoulder, and fucking grab that ass, bring them into you. Like, yo, this is our moment. You can get a little that spoony D one time. I don't give a shit. It's my shit. Yo, I'm fucking Master P. I have no limits with this shit, man. Anything that's not fucking gay, I'm fucking doing. I don't give a shit about none of that. And you shouldn't either. That's your wife. That's your girl. If you connect them with somebody enough that you're going to consider having a baby with them, you going to leave stuff out? Nah, B.
So let me ask you this. Has this ever happened to anybody? Guys, this question is to you. Have you ever had your girl waiting, you know, she's on her knees and, you know, tongue out, mouth open, all that's going on, right? And you're jerking, you're getting ready to come, and then you completely miss and, like, hit something else. Like, what do you do in that situation?
Wow. It depends on
where you're at, man. You hope you didn't get it. Are you in your house? If you visiting somewhere, you hope you didn't get it on some shit and lose it. Because they're coming, you know, whoever house it is, they come back to, hey, what the fuck? You know, so
I've been some places where I've kind of had to hide some cum spots before.
Hold on.
We're going to get back to you. Hold on one second. Let's keep this going real quick because I can see this is going to turn a little bit crazy. Let's flip it a little bit. And I want to talk to you more about ladies. And I'm going to ask the ladies this question. We were talking about coming. That's one of the topics we're discussing right now. Now, what about, you know, those crazy girls that, or those real smart girls where if when you come it's not a lot or when you come it's really, really thin. Would you ladies out there, have you ever, like, checked to see how much your man has came to make sure that if he's not coming a lot, you know you and him ain't having that much sex, that obviously he's doing something else? So that's the question.
I've never used it as a method to check against cheating. But for the most part, I seem to attract very strong shooters that come a lot. I've never had, like, a sorry comer, if that's a term.
That's not on a regular basis. That's not on an everyday basis. That's on a sometime basis, not every single time you guys.
What are you talking about? I was married for years. Are you kidding me? I had in-house dick.
So you're telling me every time you and him had sex, he shot off a major load every time?
Yes, his nuts were always very consistent.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck he was eating, but that's not natural.
How is it not natural?
Because if you guys are fucking as much as you should be fucking, there's no way in hell that he's nutting that much every time. He must have some super duper sperm.
I don't know. It was normal for him. Whatever his normal shoot rate is, he maintained it the whole time. I don't know if there's anything like... Is there a shoot ratio? Like, is there a chart that I could kind of compare the nut to or something?
But hold on, now hold on.
I've never had a weak nut. I can tell you that though. I've never had a weak nut.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's ask some people out there. I want to ask some of the callers out there because it's starting to light up. People want to ask some questions. So if you want to answer or you want to chime in on this whole topic of coming and everything related to it, please call in on 347-857-4302 and make sure you press 1 so you can raise your hand. Now let's get to a caller real quick. Caller from 202-400, you are on the air with the S&M show.
No. I'm just listening.
That's a strong voice. What's up?
Oh, hold on. Well, I'm sorry.
Y'all don't like me.
over there.
But I got to ask you, man. What was that?
This is the same call from last week.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you, though. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Has a girl ever came in your face?
No.
What? You said no?
No.
I said no.
Now, would you allow her to?
I mean, I would if that could happen, yeah. I would. I wouldn't doubt
it.
So,
wait, you don't, do you eat pussy at all?
Of course.
What position are you eating pussy in?
I don't know. Every kind of way. My favorite one?
I mean, are you good at it?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Then why shouldn't I
hold on, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, I got to ask. Like, hold on. If you're good at it, you telling me a good person has never made a girl come?
Everybody's not a squirter.
Oh, okay. But I'm not squirt. I didn't say squirt. I didn't say squirt. I said, have you ever let a girl come in your face? Squirting, that's a...
Okay.
Now, have you ever came in your main girl, the one you ride or die, your bottom bitch, have you ever came in that girl's face before?
Nah. No.
Why not?
It just don't happen that way. I mean, if it does, it's like leftover. You know what I mean? Just.
Okay. All right. Well,
so basically, you're ready to pull out to go, come on her face.
I mean, I don't come out like in a porn shot, just a pow, not that. I want to. I would like to, but it just doesn't happen that way.
I get it. All right. Well, thank you for your call. Thank you. Now, let's keep this going.
People are laughing right now because they're saying there's no graceful way to take a money shot. I didn't think so either.
Yes.
But I like North Carolina's suggestion, you know, pull her in close and have her on your shoulder. That was all sweet and stuff. I like that you're not afraid of his own juice. And you shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you, though. Hold on. What are they talking about online? Let's get the feedback from the SNF fan page on Facebook. What are they saying on that right now?
It's unanimous that there is no graceful way to take a money shot. You just do it and kind of get it over with, go wash your face, and then I guess come back, and there's cuddle time. But there is no, you know, past the splash point. You know, once you get to the splash factor, which is where nut meets face, I guess everything has been, it's like a wrap.
I get it. But no, like, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Like, seriously. I respected what that, you know, that caller from Texas said earlier from Houston, what he said earlier about, you know, you also want to do this with your man. I really do, because at the end of the day, that's what your girl wants you to show her that, you know, she wants you to feel like you don't have to go get sex from somewhere else. You should just want everything from home. But it's a more psychological versus a physical, because some of the things that I would do with my side chick is just sex. It's nothing
more. You seem
more.
To be just hung up in the idea of a side chick for no damn reason versus hung up in the idea of actually being satisfied.
Yeah.
The
but
side
I
chick
be...
shit was, I mean, not saying that it's right, but it basically derived from people not being satisfied and what they had going on and being too pussy to punk out, so they, you know, created another lane. You just seem to think that that's just the normal setup, like, hey, get married, and hey, you're going to be the side, and then you're going to be sometime that I call, like, that's what is supposed to happen. It's not.
I get it. It's not supposed to happen. It's not, you're not supposed to have a creative side chick, but fuck it. It's the way it is sometimes, because a true side chick is only there to do the things that your wife is not going to do, like not bother you, just fuck me and leave me alone. It just so happened that side chick started getting this, I'm going to spend time with you, and, oh, here, let me get you a house type shit. Like, what the fuck?
That did not just start happening. That's always happened. It's just that they kept their mouth shut about it. But that is not something new.
Well, look, let's get into the callers, because people are calling in and they want to chime in. And everybody out there, if you are listening, you are listening to the SNM show, we're discussing color right now. And it's people, the phones are lighting up. So let's get to a quick caller. Caller 347-784. You are on the air with the S&M show. Caller, you there?
Caller. 347.
Oh, we dropped that one. Well, let's get to another caller. Caller 845-721. You are on the air with the S&M show.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on? Where you calling from?
Rockin', man.
Okay, what's going on, man? So let me get your opinion on this, man.
All right, in regards to what? For getting blown low in the girl's face or what?
Yeah,
he sounds like he just finished coming on somebody's face and he doesn't know what's going on now.
Wow. I mean, I really don't mind, like, if I'm doing my thing down there or whatever on a girl and fucking she, let's face it, I mean, that's a compliment, yo, on some real shit. I don't mind. However, like, coming from a medical standpoint, like, I'm a paramedic, so I'm afraid to come in a girl's face because then I create work for myself, then I got to flush her eye out and shit like that. Like, you could fuck up somebody's vision with shit like that if you're not too careful. Like, on
a serious
note. Oh,
my God. You sound like you're talking because you've had a call like this before. Have you?
I have. I got called. You know it, Alex. You know that shit. I've had that call for a, quote, eye injury. I was like, what the fuck happened? Next thing I know, I'm on, like, an amateur porn set, and like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, I know the eyes are definitely a danger zone for me. Like, somebody should come out with, and they probably already have it, somebody should come out with, like, a sexy line of eye goggles or some shit like that. So that
you could just rock some stunner shades and call it a day. I mean, Ray-Ban does make equipment, just saying.
Yo, let me ask you a caller, but hold on. Let me ask you a quick question, though. Can you splash or nut in the money shot in your main chick the same way you would do your side?
Well, I'll be honest with you, there's just certain things that are just reserved for my main chick, though, man. Like, dead ass, though. The side chick, man, let's face it. At some point in time, that shit always catches up with you, man. You're never able to just dead a side chick, and your main chick never finds out. So, truth be told, the less things to go wrong, the better. Like, I don't, like, freaking, again, I mean, not for nothing, though, if she's your side chick, do you really know what she's doing, like, when you're not there? I mean, these are things you got to take into account. So, like, I mean,
she's gonna
treat your side chick like your side chick, not your main chick, plain and simple.
See? But that's the point. Like, that's what I'm trying to explain to these people. Like, man, there's things that you don't do with your main chick because that's not what her role is in life with you. Yeah, y'all going to have sex. Yeah, you're going to watch the kids and, you know, keep the house in order, make sure my head's in order, whatever, whatever. You might even fucking suck me, but that extra real raw, nasty, put my foot on your neck while I'm fucking you type shit, I'm not doing that with my main girl. I'm sorry.
There has to be a certain level of respect there on some serious shit.
Well, why is it disrespectful?
Unless she's into that sort of thing, then, you know, that's a different... That's like that one caveat.
He's saying he wouldn't have a girl that's into that because, I don't know, because he's born in like 1902 or something.
I love my wife to be the freak in the bed. I would love it, but I don't want to be too freaky like, hey, I want to put something on my face.
But you want to find somebody that freaky so that you don't have to do the things with your... somewhat kind of freak wife at home.
No, because that's not the norm. That's the... That's what you do with the side chick on that once in a while.
But it's the same thing, though. You shouldn't really have to go stepping out for fucking shit like that sometimes, though. I mean, if you want to get, like, down and dirty and freaky, I mean, if you don't have to fucking, if you don't have to step out for that, why would you? I mean, sometimes, let's face it, you're in a long-term relationship, people get bored. People get fucking bored.
Listen,
okay, now either
I'm not fucking splashing in her face. I won't put my foot on her neck. It's the mother of my kid. I just won't do that. But my side chick, yes, I might do a backflip off the wall just to fucking her out. That's
okay,
it.
What if she put her
question coming in from online, okay? And I guess this is a question towards a comment that I made earlier. But this guy, hi, Greg, he wants to know, why does it have to be dainty? Sometimes sex is just a nasty, freaky, primal act, which they, you know, he says to let it be that because a real man is going to appreciate you letting him go that route and be the first to get up and get you warm, get you a warm rag to wipe it off. That sounds kind of good, actually. But in response to that, I don't know. You kind of sold the dream that sex should be kind of pretty. You don't want to be caught out there. Like, I think the first time I really came, I realized that, like, my face, I couldn't see it, but somehow I knew that it just looked crazy.
Your hair was all up and shit.
Yeah, like that was the first time I was really like conscious of, you know, looking a certain way during sex. But when it comes to like taking a money shot, because the only thing that we're doing is really, you know, laying there or on our knees or sitting there and waiting for it to land, you know, I'm thinking about all types of weird shit. I'm weird already, but I'm thinking about, like, you know, taxes, my next assignment, because in those few seconds or whatever, it seems like it takes y'all forever to get that nut out. And, you know, you're trying to hold your face there, so it's like, damn, at least can I look pretty while this is happening? I don't want to – most of the time what happens is you end up looking like the Joker, but, like, you just took your hand and wiped your face.
Why so serious?
Wow. Wow. Well, hold on, caller, hold on. I want to get back into this, so I want to get other people who's going to chime in on this really quick. Now, right now, once again, because it got a little bit to the left, you are listening to the S&M show on pregame radio. And we're talking about coming right now in all fashion. And I'm a little upset because I wanted to get to a female caller, and I wanted to find that one brave caller. I'm not even going to ask you your name. I just want you to say where you're from and stand up proud and say, yes, I let this dude splash in my face, and it felt good. I want some one woman to say that and then tell me her experience story. Please call in at 347-857-4302. Once again.
Y'all no longer considers me a woman, so my confession doesn't matter anymore.
I'm just saying, but hold on. Let's keep this going really quick. Now. To tie in with the whole threesome conversation we had last time, Miss Lee, I'm going to ask you this question. Is it like, would you be okay if you had a threesome and both guys came in your face?
Absolutely not.
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck up.
Why
is that okay?
Because one of the guys I do not care about like that. I'm pretty sure I don't need to know who the other guy is. I wouldn't want him to come on. Like, there's parameters. If you're a female and you're doing a two-guy threesome, I'm guaranteeing that only one you really care about like that, and the other one is pretty much strictly just for recreational purposes.
What if it was one of those,
you know, if I decide to have a one-night stand, that whoever I have a one-night stand with is going to be able to come in my face? No, because it's not like that. Like, we're having sex. I am the other guy.
So here's a question then. So it sounds like getting cum in your face has to be a real special, special privilege, not just, yo, I'm really, really horny, I'm really, really into this, not in my face. It's not like that.
It has to be with someone that you're intimate with. I don't think it's cool for you to have random dudes just coming in your face. There's nothing about that.
So you're telling me.
Seven
facials is seven facials. I don't care if it was in seven different relationships or you fucked seven dudes at the same time and all seven of them came in your face. You got seven facials under your belt regardless. That's it. So you know
that you've wiped many a chick that have had many a facials before you, right?
Listen, I'm saying this. I'm not looking at it from that way. Like I said, if that was the case, guess what? That's why she's an ex now, because I'm not going to treat her that same way. Like, yeah, I've nutted in plenty of girls' faces. Doesn't mean, guess you're my girl now. No. It just means you're the next smut. That's all. You can't get mad at that. The truth is the truth. But let's keep going, man, because we're going to finish this one up really quick. And I want to ask a new kind of a topic, but let me ask you, backtracking on that whole getting cum in your face by multiple people, is that okay, or just not? It's not okay for any girl to get two dudes to come in her face at the same time?
I mean, if you're into bukkake, then I guess it's okay. But I wouldn't necessarily want like a cum bath. You know, Japanese porn, they do it a lot. You know, so I heard. I kind of flip through it sometimes and see they line up like a shitload of guys and just basically bust infinite amounts of nuts on one person.
What
is it?
I don't understand people, man. Like,
some guys really just like painting faces. Not too long ago, I was talking with a guy and he was speaking about a girl that he was seeing, and she loved to purposely make her face up for him just so that he could come on it.
Mm. I've heard of some weird shit. Like, I've known dudes that do some real off the wall. I've known guys that will literally damn near try to stick their head up a girl's vagina and suck her ovaries out. And I've seen dudes, like, you see it with dudes take like these shots and you're like, what the fuck? But a female come when you squirt like that, it's a lot. It's a whole lot. And I don't know if you are a guy out there and you like that shit, you are a real freaky person, because that shit is crazy. Now, let me ask you this, though. Speaking about coming, let's switch up the topic a little bit. Let's get a little bit more healthy. Because I got another message from somebody asking me about food, that girls, your cum also has a kind of an odor or taste to it as well.
It does. It definitely does. And male or female can answer this, because half the time we're tasting ourselves anyway.
Really? So, what have you, obviously you swallowed before, but can you tell what kind of a diet a guy has from his cum?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, oh, I know he had a Big Mac and that he had, like, some turkey bones or anything like that, but I've had a guy before where I knew that he was a heavy drinker. Like, there was a faint hint of alcohol in it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just kind of taste it. The fruit, the guys that are on really good diets, like, it doesn't taste like peaches and strawberries to me, but it's pleasant. You know, you're not going to want to gag. It's almost tasteless, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But then the ones that have a poor diet, you know it, because that shit is bitter and tart, and there's nothing good about it. Like, from the time it hits your tongue, you're ready to just spit that shit back out him for even having it in their body. You just want to freaking throw up.
Now, well, wait a minute, though, because I ran into this guy that works in a sex shop, and he was saying how they sell these pills candy that guys take, and it actually gives their cum a flavor. Now, if you could, what flavor would you want your guys' cum to be?
Vanilla. Vanilla, yummy, yummy, yum. Vanilla is my favorite flavor of everything. If a guy comes to me with some vanilla cum, I'm sucking it all day long. Like, I don't even have to work. I'm staying, you got to work and bring home some money. But every time that you're not at work, you can just put it in my mouth. I like vanilla.
Wow. Well, let's get to a caller real quick, because we're going to get ready to, we're going to really have to find out more about people out there. And I want to get to calls, but I'm still trying to process everything, because I'm getting other messages from people who are not able to call in at this time. And I just want to really touch on the fact that When you're talking, because, you know, I wanted to clarify, because some people took some heat. I think I took some heat for my comments earlier. When I'm clarifying about what a main chick versus a side chick, I'm not saying that I'm advocating that dudes should have side chicks whenever, as soon as they get married, yo, make sure you have your mistress. I'm saying to you that sometimes some guys, they don't do these things with their main chick because it's just not something you do. Like, I mean, you may love her, you do anything in the world to her, but there's certain things that guys like, nah, because just imagine, or most guys would try to imagine, like, yo, all of my fucking nut and whatever is on her cheeks, and then my kids run up to her and give her a kiss on the cheek with that same cheek. Psychologically, some guys, they can't do that. So I just wanted to clarify that really quick, so that some people can understand. It's not that I wouldn't love my main, and I wouldn't do it. It's just once my kids are involved in all of that, I don't know if I can do that with her. I'm sorry. She goes out somewhere else to do things for me.
That you're mad about the kids. You're so funny.
Because look, like, yo, let me ask you a question then, and we're gonna get to the end, and I want somebody to call in really quick. Do you remember the first time you ever took a facial or swallowed? How you what went through your mind?
Yeah, I do. I was basically like, "What the fuck am I doing? I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, it's on me. It's like dripping. Like, do I move? What should I do now? Oh my god, it's gonna go on my eye. How long am I supposed to stay here? Do I kiss them? Do I just run to the bathroom? Am I supposed to swallow it? Trust me, a lot of shit was going on in my head."
Well, let me tell you a real quick story about me.
Do I not let it drip on the floor? Do I have to cock my neck back so that it just leaks on my chest? How long am I supposed to stay here? Do I need to wait until he finishes that last pump or until he excuses himself to go to the bathroom? Like, does he go first? Do I go? There's a lot of things you think about.
So wait a minute. Was it one of those where you went to your knees and you waited for him to come in your face, or was it like while you were fucking? You pulled out.
No, it's always while you're fucking and then you pull out. But something happens when they pull out, and, you know, it depends. Like, if it's already in process, it's like, all right, you pull out, and then it's like skeet wherever it happens to land. But there's some guys that they want to do it on your face. You know, while you're getting it in, he's asking, where you want it, baby, where you want it. You're like, oh, on my face, daddy, on my face, whatever. But, oh, yeah? All right. I'm about to get it. Get ready. You got that nut, right? Get ready. And then you get on your knees, and then you're waiting, and somehow, some way, it's like, I don't know, like the air, maybe, it regenerates them, and they end up pumping for what seems like 1,000 years more. And so
see,
then you, like, you kind of get in there and, like, lick on the walls to help it along, maybe, suck on the head, and but you don't want it, they don't want it in the mouth. So you have to make sure that your face is there. It's so complicated. Mm. You'll never understand the struggle until you know.
I'm glad I won't understand the struggle. But I will tell you this much. The first time, I'll tell you the truth. I definitely remember the first time a girl came in my face. And I'm not going to lie, I was hyped that it happened. Like, damn, I made this bitch come. But I was mad, like, yo, wait a minute. Afterwards, I'm like, yo, this bitch just came in my face. And for a guy, when you got facial hair, it's all in your beard. And it's like,
oh,
damn.
Yeah. You know, for a very long time, and even sometimes now, like, I've always hated guys with beards, which is why when this whole Rick Ross beard trend came, I was just super disgusted because that's all I ever imagined. Like, beards are cum drop.
Cum drop beards. Oh. All right. Well, look, we're getting to the end of the show. So I want to wrap this one up really quick. Lady Steele, give us your final thoughts on this, the whole topic in general.
I just think that guys, we're willing to rock out with you. I don't necessarily think that there's any immediate pleasure that we get from taking a facial, but for the most part, we're down for it, as long as you know, take care of yourself and, you know, keep your keep your sperm healthy so that we want to be all creative and have arts and crafts night with come and blow bubbles and make milkshakes and cum shakes and all that crazy stuff. So, you know, just work with us and we're fine. Like I said, as long as just make sure you do not get it in the eyes or in the hair. And for the most part, a lot of us are good.
All right, well, my final thoughts on this whole cum subject is I like to cum. I really do. And I think that it's a great thing because it has something in it that women, you should really enjoy. But there's certain women, sorry, just not going to happen to you. And it's not that because your man don't love you. It's not because he doesn't see you as a sexual creature. It's just not going to work. All right? Now, with that being said, I want to thank everybody that called into the show tonight. And I want, you know, give a shout-out to Pregame Radio. Shout-out to Brooklyn Black. And, you know, just thank you for listening to the S&M Show, as each week we try to bring y'all a great show. So, Lady Steele, why don't you tell the listeners out there, before we end the show, what's coming up for next week's show?
Well, next week, we definitely went in. We have, first off, next week is going to be the start of our two-hour shows. So we're now going to be on from 10 p.m. to midnight. And being that next week is, what, April 2nd, so it's going to be the day after April Fool's, and we put together basically a nice little comedy panel for you guys. So next week's topic, we can give it to you in advance, it's going to be about one-night stands. And we're basically going to go in because there's the do's, the don'ts, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. You cannot always control who you end up having a one-night stand with. Sometimes it's intentional, and sometimes you have the unintentional one-night stand. So we're going to be covering all of that next week.
All right. Well, you heard it here. So please call in next week. We're going to have a really good show, and we're going to make sure everybody enjoys it. I want to thank everybody out there. Please, if you want, always go to the S&M Show's fan page on Facebook. Like us there. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Also, follow Lady Steele. Follow me, Mr. Haynes, to you on Instagram, Pregame Radio. We really appreciate that. If you have anything you want to bring up to us, if you have comments, please, Lady Steele, give them the email address where they can send us topics that they want or if they wanted to be a guest on our show.
For inquiries, music, topic submissions, all that good stuff, you can email SMShow69@gmail.com, or you can also inbox us on Facebook on the S&M Show fan page or event page.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for all of our faithful listeners. We appreciate you. All right, Lady Steele, good night.
Good night.